Stuart, first of all, what team news have you got for this QPR game?
Team news, obviously, we've got Joe Matic that's back in full training, so he'll come into my thoughts for selection. Sam Hutchinson's just struggling with a bit of a knee injury at the moment, so we'll give him to last minute. And hopefully Kirky might be available this time for us.
What was the issue with Chris?
It's his calf. He got in the warm-up, just felt it. So we just thought, well, to credit to Chris, he just said that I could maybe start the game, but whether I could finish it. But no, we couldn't run the risk, really.
A plus then to have Joe back, because you'd said previously you might look at perhaps strengthening at left back. Does that mean you're not going to do that now?
Well, you're always looking. You know, like I say, I've always said from day one, I'll only bring somebody in that's better than what we've got here. But if anything like comes available, and like I say, you always keep looking because you know, come again after tomorrow night, we could be talking about injuries as such. But the pleasing thing was obviously, apart from Sam Hutchinson and Chris, no other problems.
I guess there's no great desire, though, is there, to get somebody in? Because if you look at where you are in the league table, it's unlikely you'll get dragged in. You might say different, but it looks that way.
I'd love to bring people in. Just if you bring in the quality, well, it does, it raise the standards on the training pitch. But also, it gives us an opportunity to bring better players in as such that maybe coming out of contract that you can maybe have a good look at for next season as well.
So have you got some names on your list? Might we see somebody before the deadline goes?
Well, hopefully. But at this moment, like I said, I'm not going to go public with them or anything like that. But it's down to the parent clubs again. So I'm always looking to strengthen. And again, it just keeps players on the toes as such. I want to finish as high up the league as possible and 11 games to go. So again, if I can bring players off the bench with the quality that probably Wigan did the other night when we played them, it's just keeping players on the toes, really. I don't want any complacency to come in.
Are you looking at all positions?
Yeah, always looking. Again, they don't tend to drop in how you want them to drop in, but again, it's just keeping contact with clubs as such and just keeping us updated on if they're willing to let players out as such as well.
And how much of a lift was it to have Kieran Lee back out on the pitch?
Well, you see the quality of the first pass out to Kaelan Lavery. That's probably what we've missed, is that ability to get the head up and play that 30, 40-yard pass that can... it makes Kaelan's decision so easy to make it. It's the weight of the pass, it's where it drops in as such. So it was a quality pass. But it was just his overall general play, his reading of situations. Probably some of the supporters don't see the little things that he does where he breaks things up and just gets a toe in as such. He seems to be in the right place at the right time, which as a midfield player, one thing is you need to do is repair the damage, but then also create as well. So he does both jobs for us at this moment in time.
What's he like as a character, Kieran?
Very quiet boy. Yeah. Comes in, does his job. Often he's not the most vocal type. And again, if we can get that side of his game. But sometimes players are never going to be like that. He lets his football do his talking, is Kieran. And because like I say, he's a very, very shy, quiet, reserved player.
Is it something you are working on with him, though? Do you want him to be more vocal out there for you?
Well, the most important thing, again, is you don't want to leave players out on their own on a football pitch. And whether it be a pass with an instruction or some information that you need to pass on, I'd rather have a 11 vocal boys because the game becomes a little bit easier if you... Because again, the disappointing thing sometimes is... I had it at Aston Villa when I worked at Aston Villa. I think we had 18 different nationalities. And sometimes the foreign boy said to me, by the time they translated it from their language to the English, the moment had gone.
Yeah.
So that was the most important thing, whether you needed to learn the basics instructions on a football pitch, whether it be turn, man on, shoot, as such. No, so it's something that's always stuck with me. So the most important thing, again, is that more often than not, coaches tend to make all the decisions for the players, but you want players to take responsibility on the pitch as well.
One player I didn't ask you about before when we were talking about players and players coming in, etc., was Osher Larger, because you were trying to extend that, I think, weren't you?
Yeah,
have you made any progress?
Yeah, it's going to go through. The unfortunate thing is he's not going to be fit for tomorrow because he's got this toe injury that he's picked up against Wigan as such. So hopefully, again, like you say, he'll be fit for Saturday. And I think it's just a case of having bolstering the squad up. I don't want any complacency to come in whatsoever. I just want players to play to the maximum because as I've seen, if they don't, they're out the side and somebody will come in. I think I made four changes last Saturday. Whether I make changes again tomorrow, obviously if Sam's not fit, I'm going to have to make a change there as such. So, like I said, I don't want any complacency to come in. I want to finish the season on and keep winning games.
You've obviously seen something in Deji, haven't you? What is it that you've seen in him that you like? Because the fans haven't seen a great deal of him yet in terms of playing consistently week in, week out. And it's difficult when you've got Leuvens and Onyewu playing so well. But what is it that you like about him?
Well, I see him every day in training and I see what he can do. He's only a young boy. I call him a pup, really. He's learning his trade. He's a Premier League player. I think they rate him very, very highly. When I spoke to the ex-Cardiff staff that had been there and the present staff, they were very complimentary of him. And he's one of these that he can play probably centre-back, right-back, stroke centre, a defensive midfield role for us as such. And against Wigan, I thought he showed his qualities at times. He just picked up this toe injury. Amazing that he's only two games for Sheffield Wednesday, both being against Wigan as such. But what he does do, like I say, is he can come off the bench or even start. And it's just keeping that competition healthy.
And speaking of young players, and Lavery, you've got a gem there, haven't you?
He's got to do it consistently well. Pleased for him on Saturday. The quality of his two goals was fantastic. And like I said before, I see him every day. One thing I do like about the boy is his total honesty and his commitment. And one thing, he is the typical example that if you fail, you fail on your ability rather than application. I felt for him on Wednesday against the Wigan game. He felt as though he let the team down, but like I say, he got all-pro'd, and hopefully he'll be in that position some other time. And he'll remember where it was, Wigan, whatever away, I give a penalty away. He'll learn from that as such. But the pleasing thing for him, I kept him in the side, and he got two great goals for us. And he deserved his applause to come off, because like I said, the last thing I wanted to do is... There's a lot of football for him at the intensity. This under-21 football is not the same intensity as such. So the last thing I wanted to do was tweak anything. But I was pleased he got his... accolade from the fans.
Yeah. He's had a tough time of it recently. We know his mum's not well. He's been talking to us about that. How has he handled that in training? Obviously, he said to us that playing football has taken his mind off it, but for a young boy to deal with that and still do his job, what do you say about that?
Well, at the end of the day, I've probably got the boys here maximum 14, 15, 16 hours a week as such, and then they've got to go out them gates as such. But like I say, sometimes it's a bit of a release for him to come out here and do the job. Credit to the boys, because at the end of the day, we all have problems and we all deal with our problems in different ways as such. So I was pleased for him that, I don't know how long he's had that T-shirt on, I think Atty had his on for a while, but I'm pleased he got, it was great. And I'm just disappointed now, because I think even next season they're talking about any shirts off is an automatic, or players can't even take the shirts off, but... The hardest part of a game of football is scoring a goal, and the disappointed thing is because the fans want to celebrate with the players as such, and so to take away the excitement of the boy wanting to show his pride to his mother as such, it's disappointing for him to get the booking. Suddenly now at half time, I'm saying to him, maybe you'll be very, very careful, another yellow and you could be sent off as such. So, but I don't think we should be taking away the excitement for the crowd and for the player of scoring a goal, because it is an unbelievable feeling, if I can remember that far back.
Yeah. Are you talking to Keelan and his representatives at the moment? I think I heard you say recently you were. If you are, have you made any progress there?
Well, the most important thing I said to Keelan and the Liam Palmers as such is the pleasing thing is that you wanted, and we want them to stay, and that's down obviously to the people upstairs now and the agents to deal with the contracts and thrash it out. I've just said to Keelan and Liam, what I can't have it do is affect your performances. You can't worry about that. You can't control that. All you've got to go and do is concentrate on what you can do on the football pitch. And what they have been doing and producing has been fantastic. But they've got to continue to do that. And it will get sorted out. It will get sorted. And we want them to stay. The boys want to stay. And like I've said before, the more lads that you can bring in through the academy as such that take a great pride in wearing the Sheffield Wednesday shirt, more boys that we can get like that through, it'd be great for the football club.
Might we see then in the coming weeks deals being announced with existing players here?
I'd hope so. Obviously, negotiations are going on. I would love to be able to say to you that they're both signed, sealed. I think Liam's got a bit more length on his contract as such. But no, at the end of the day, like I say, that's why these players have these agents and let them sort it out.
Because the two centre-backs we spoke about before, it's really important, isn't it, you try and hold on to them. Onyewu and Leuvens, because they've formed a terrific partnership there.
Well, the most important thing is we need to make sure that we're mathematically safe as such. Mm. So obviously no discussions are going to be happening. It's just the younger one players that we feel as though we've got they've got a long-term future as such, that we want to get bedded down as such and let them focus on the football. Whereas the older boys, the more experienced, and they know what happens in the game, they know themselves that there's no point knocking on the manager's door yet because nothing's been sorted out yet as such.
How long until you're safe? How many points away from it are you now? Now you've moved into the 40s, as it were.
I don't know until we've got 33 points left to play for. Mm. Teams below us, I think, have got something like 30 points to play for. I think Charlton have probably got about 60 points to play for the amount of games they've got to catch up as such. No, we've just got to keep winning. We've just got to keep winning and putting ourselves away from that distance. Keep looking upwards, keep clawing teams back in. I think we're a couple of points from going above Leeds. Get a win tomorrow, we can go above Leeds as such. And then you've got to look at the teams above that as such. So we've just got to keep going.
QPR, as a test, it's a repeat of the opening day fixture. Again, really, you should have won, I'm sure you'll agree. But how do you feel they've changed since the opening day? Because there has been a lot of personnel changes there.
Well, you just look at the quality that Harry's got to choose from, the ability that they've got, the internationals that he's got in his team. And I suppose Harry's scratching his head thinking, well, hang on a minute, why can't I be winning games week in, week out? That's the championship. And I just know with the set of, and the group of players that I've got is that, yes, we'll respect them, but we won't be frightened of them. We'll be in the faces as such. We'll be closing them down. We'll be asking questions of how good a player are you as such. Now, he's got quality all the way through the team as Harry, but we put a fantastic performance in against them. Disappointed that we didn't come away with something. Mm-hmm. Hattie's first goal for the football club, so Hattie's got happy memories as such. And then I think he realises then that it became a physical challenge with Clint Hill in there as well. So, but we've got, again, nothing to fear. The only thing that, like I say, is that we've had a fantastic performance against Birmingham on Saturday. I want a back-to-back and then go to Doncaster and get a result as well.
Do you feel you've perhaps turned a corner at home now as well? Because I think you've won your last two, haven't you? And you had those run of defeats at home. Do you feel you've kind of turned that round again in your favour?
Well, you want to win your home games. You want to put on the great performances for your home fans as such. No, because again, I think the first and foremost is when teams come to Hillsborough, they get a lift with the surroundings, the atmosphere, the atmosphere that our crowd generate as well. So we have to really make it into a fortress and say, right, if we can't win, we don't lose the game as such. So against Wigan, we obviously lost, and against Derby. But I was pleased that we got the win against Middlesbrough. And it was the manner of the victory, like I say before. Results the most important thing. But if you can get a performance to go with it as well, which we did do last Saturday. I'm groaning and mumbling because we conceded a goal. I don't think we should have conceded a goal because I didn't think they were a real threat as such. And we should have maybe got more goals out of it. So, we it's our patch. We need to start at the right tempo, right intensity, which we did do last Saturday.
Finally from me on this particular game, do you look at this as perhaps a yardstick for your team, measuring yourself a team that is fancied actually to go all the way this year? At least one of the teams fancied to go all the way.
Well, again, we've played Wigan, who were recently a Premier League side, and we held our own. We played in a QPR team that were recently a Premier League team. I think Harry's still got 11 players, 12, 13, 14, 15 players that could probably still go and do a job in the Premier League. But that, like you say, it would be a good test for us. It's not one that we fear. It's the challenge that we're looking forward to. And like I said to the players, sometimes you just got to go and test yourself up with 1v1 battle against the player that you're playing. Make sure you come out on top. And we're in full of confidence, so I've got great belief that we'll get a good result tomorrow.